R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule in a gay comedy of love and laughter entitled Danger, No Obstacle. And now, a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Have you ever seen a gangster's hideout and been taken for a one-way ride? Well, neither had the famous crime novelist Charles Lane. So he decided to meet the underworld face to face. And when he did, it began to look as if he'd never live long enough to write another murder story. But first,
Hollywood takes a lovely star, photographs her in Technicolor, and uncovers still more beauty. And when you shampoo with Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo, you uncover all the lovely natural color in your hair, color you never dreamed was there. You'll be thrilled the way Rave's rich, creamy lather brings to shining light exquisite new natural hair color. Mark this, Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave lathers beautifully, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. No wonder entire families everywhere are changing to Rave Cream Shampoo. Change to Rave yourself. See Rave almost magically uncover lovely, new, natural hair color. Get Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents, family size, $1. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Get your Rave today. A publisher's office is usually a sane and normal place of business. And you'd think Mr. Chandler's office was like any other. There's a pretty girl typing at a desk, and when she hears the sound of an inter-office buzzer, she stops typing and speaks.
Yes, Mr. Chandler?
But right here, you begin to see how this publisher's office is, to say the least, different.
Sally, have you ever been in an oriental den in the heart of the underworld with mysterious figures creeping through shadowy catacombs?
Have I ever...
Or have you ever known a tiny, dapper gunman whose beady eyes hold a ruthless disregard for the laws of man?
Mr. Chandler, maybe if I called your doctor...
Sally, come into my office. This is a crisis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah!
Now, Mr. Chandler...
Wild laughter broke from the killer's lips as his Tommy gun sprayed orange death.
Mr. Chan, everything will be all right. It's just that business worries have upset you.
Worries? I'm one publisher that doesn't have any. Not with Charles Lane writing books like this one.
Then you were reading that stuff.
Yes, from Lane's latest novel about the underworld. Every one of his books is a bestseller. That is, they have been up until now.
Don't tell me he finally run out of material for those realistic stories.
Worse than that, Sally... Charles Lane of Marble Creek, Montana, is coming to New York.
Oh.
Here, read this wire from him.
Arrive New York tomorrow. Plan to gather material firsthand. Arrange for me to meet leading underworld chiefs.
Yeah, the only chief I know is that cigar store Indian over on 10th Avenue.
Oh, well, listen to this. Personal danger, no obstacle. Why, sounds like he believes that stuff he writes.
He does believe it. That's why his books are so vivid. It'll ruin him if he ever finds out the truth.
Well, what can we do?
Oh, Sally, surely you know somebody who's in trouble with the law. Somebody we can point out to him?
Well, my Uncle Fred's been warned 3 times.
Good.
About keeping his lawn sprinkler off the sidewalk.
No. I mean oriental menaces, hatchet men, tong leaders, stuff like that.
Gee, the only oriental I know is old Wong Lee.
Wong Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds good. What does he do?
Well, he was my aunt's houseboy for years. Now he runs a little chop suey place down in Chinatown.
Chinatown? Mysterious idols, sliding panels, danger.
Danger? Oh, why, old Wong Lee's the nicest old man I know. He used to take care of me. He wheeled me around the park when I was a baby.
Well, even if he carried you piggyback, I now pronounce him our oriental menace. Now, let's see. What are some other characters Lane uses in his books?
Oh, you mean like Axel the Axe and Gruesome Gregory?
And Putty Nose Nussbaum. And Jeannie, the meanie.
Oh, that silly. There aren't any such people.
Well, there will be while Charles Lane is in town if I have to disguise my own mother-in-law as Herman the Vermin. Here, take this book of Lane's and study the tough talk.
Surely you don't think Lane expects to find a lady mobster right in his publisher's office.
Well, he might. At least he'll expect all New Yorkers to be, different. Slangy.
Oh, I get it. I'm to be your Goyle Friday from Flatbush. No, I better try that again. No, listen, Lug. You ain't peddling that malarkey to this baby. I'm hip to you.
Is Mr. Chandler in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you an appointment?
Well, he kind of expects me. You see, I'm Charles Lane from Marble Creek, Montana.
Charles?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh.
Where's Charles Lane?
Oh, well, Chuck, he had draped the body over a chair. What do you hear from the mob?
Say, you are a New Yorker, aren't you?
Well, I am from Walla Walla. But relax, I'll tell the boss you finally showed.
Hiya, Sally.
Yes, now, Mr. Chief. I mean, hey, Chief, look who just checked in. The Winchell of the Wide Open Spaces.
Oh, Mr. Lane, I presume.
Hello.
What do you know, bud? Here to give the guys and the girls the once-over, huh?
Well, Mr. Chandler, I assure you, I'm wholly sincere about wanting to see the real underworld. You know my reputation for the bare facts.
Sure, Stark, Theron, Lane. We know, don't we, Chief?
Yeah. And by George, we're going to fix it so he really sees New York.
Oh, that's swell.
No matter what Butch Lawson says.
Butch Lawson? Public enemy number four?
Number three. Got promoted. Kind of burned up, too, about you putting the finger on him in your last book.
Well, but I referred to him, of course, but I never mentioned him personally.
Promoted. Kind of burned up, too, about you putting the finger on him in your last book.
Well, but I referred to him, of course, but I never mentioned him personally.
What's the diff? If he thinks he's scaring us, Chucky, old boy.
Yeah, scaring us.
Imagine him sending Lloyd that if we stick one nose out of this office, he'll shoot it off.
He did?
Yeah, we'll let him fire away and call us no-nose, eh, Chucky?
Well, then I was right in bringing this gun along.
What? Oh, goodness. Now, listen, Mr. Lane, you just can't...
Oh, wait, Chief. Hey, let me see your rod.
Here.
Look, a measly little 38.
Well, I assure you, if we visit the underworld...
Oh, don't worry. We're going to Chinatown tonight, and before we start, I'll get you a real Roscoe. I'll give this one of yours to my kid brother as a coming-out gift.
Coming out?
Sure, from reform school.
Well, here we are.
Is this Chinatown?
Well, it ain't the Sunday school picnic grounds. And we got to take it easy. There's only the three of us against all of them. Right, Chief?
Right. Stop making it so realistic. I'm getting scared myself.
Huh?
I was just telling her that we mustn't let them bluff us or nothing.
Yeah, that's our chief, eh, Chuck? He's right, too. What can they do besides maybe chopping our heads off at the ankle?
Well, yeah, what? Maybe
no,
we better...
no, no. We're going up to Wong Lee's place. Come on.
Hold it.
Yeah?
Look, over in that doorway, a figure all dressed in white.
Now, what would a figure dressed in white...
Look, over there.
Hey, Sally, there is one. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, Chief, Mr. Chandler. Wait, Charles, I'll go get him. Mr. Chandler, you're making it look bad.
I'm making it look bad. Did you see that figure dressed in white?
Yes, I see dozens of them every night and every morning. It's the milkman.
Oh.
Now, don't tell Charles. Now, come on back. Oh, Charles, Chiefy went to check our getaway, you know, in case of trouble.
Yes, but that fellow in white, he put a note on that door and hurried away.
Of course. Why, if anyone saw him leaving a black hand note.
But he was in white.
Local branch. Now, come on.
No, sir. We have a duty. If that's a black hand note, I'm going to see what kind of a threat.
Oh,
is.
No, Charles, don't touch it. You'll get mixed up in all this and...
Listen to what this note says. This is absolutely your last chance.
Last chance?
Wait. Let's go down here in the light and see
what's happening. All right, no.
Uh-oh.
What kind of a county fair are you holding in the middle of me, being?
Oh, nothing, officer. We were just going
no,
to...
No, sir, now I'm going to tell him. Here, officer. We've found a black hand note. A threat of death.
A black hand note, yes.
You mean...
Say, if you're not spoofing, it means a promotion.
But, officer...
I'll be having a look at the evidence. See, it says, this is your last chance.
See, officer... A final warning.
Will you let me finish reading it? Your last chance to to take advantage of our special offer on flat lump cottage cheese,
huh?
And not from the milkman. Why, you...
Me.
That's a cop for you, being fooled just because the note was in code.
In code? Oh, you mean...
Sure, sure. Come on, here's Wong Lee. Stick close to us. You know, hatchet man.
Yeah, but the sign says chop suey. It looks just like our chop suey place in Marble Creek.
Don't let that sign fool you. Now, come on, and watch out you don't stumble over any bodies.
Yeah. Gee, it is kind of dark in here.
Sure, you go ahead, Charles.
Sally, that gun you gave him back at the office.
Oh, it's loaded with blanks, don't worry.
Oh, blanks.
Oh, wait, Charles. Don't get too far ahead, you know, in case anything happens.
In case anything? Oh, yes. Well.
Shh. Here comes the Tong Chief himself.
Oh.
Hi, Wong Lee.
Mrs. Sally, you big girl now. Wong Lee, remember
yes,
when you lived?
Yes, indeed. Wong Lee, could I see you alone a minute?
Alone? Okay, you come to my office. Maybe so you were glad to Wong Lee again?
Sally, wait. Mr. Chandler, we've got to do something. Why, she went in there alone.
Shh, we can't risk trouble with Wong Lee's tongue.
Why?
Oh, wait, Charles, where are you going?
After Sally, of course. We've got to save her. Sally, where are you?
Charles!
Here, you. Huh? Release that girl.
You crazy.
You heard me.
Wait, Charles.
Quick, or I'll shoot.
Kim, gun them.
Charles Lane against the underworld.
Oh, Mr. Chandler, don't you think we should call off this whole ridiculous masquerade?
And ruin Lane's entire future as a realistic writer? Not on your two-gun tintype.
But with the jams we're getting into, now he insists I show him Butch Lawson.
All right, show him Lawson.
Well, I don't know what he looks like. I don't even know where to find him.
Just take Lane down into Lawson's district and point out any likely-looking character.
Anybody who passes for Butch will be a likely-looking character, all right. Likely-looking for trouble.
Shut up.
This is the joint. Adjourned, Charles.
But
Purple Pelican.
But are you sure Butch Lawson comes in here?
Shh, not so loud. This is Butch's headquarters. The whole mob hangs out here. Look, see that guy in the green suit?
Yes.
Laughing Eyes Klotz, they call him. Class of 46. Leavenworth.
Yeah? Oh, wonderful. Just the sort of thing I need for my book. And Sally, look at that girl. A typical gun moll.
Hmm?
If you could arrange an introduction.
Oh, listen, the only introduction in this place is to wink at... Charles, what are you doing?
Winking.
Well, I'm here. Uh-oh, here she comes, the atom bomb in skirt.
Hello.
Say, hey, Sugar Puss, you got something in your eye?
Why? Well, as a matter of fact, I was winking at you. Of course, if you object...
Object? I'd object if you didn't, tall one. Of course, I believe in playing hard to get.
Well, wait, Miss...
Angel. Angel Klossmeyer.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Listen, sister, it ain't my fault I'm irresistible to your boyfriend.
Now, wait, Angel. Sally isn't, well, are you, Sally?
Oh, what's the use? Go ahead, Angel. Spread your wings.
Okay, handsome, let's cut ourselves a hunk of rock.
Oh, you mean dance?
Come on, the music started.
Say, sister.
Yes?
I don't want to butt in.
Well, then don't. I'm not dancing, thank you.
Who asked you to dance? I'm talking about that boyfriend of yours. If you like his face the way it is, tell him to keep away from my girl.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Angel.
Yeah, my girl. I don't like competition. So tell quite a lot to lay off, but quick.
Oh, I certainly will. And can I tell him you'll slug him or something if he doesn't?
Well, I ain't going to play patty cake with him. If he thinks I brung her for him to dance with, he's badly mistaken.
Sally, wait till I tell you what Angel
you
said.
You mean wait till I tell you?
Huh?
Her boyfriend was here, and he says if you dance with her once more...
No, we're not going to dance again.
Well, thank goodness.
No, we're just going to talk.
Oh.
Sally, she knows fantastic things about the underworld. She's going to get her diary now. Keeps it in a secret pocket in her coat.
But that hoodlum boyfriend of hers...
Oh, he'll be all right.
All right. Do you know who he is?
No.
He's Butch Lawson.
Butch Lawson? Honestly?
Have I ever lied to you?
Oh, but... Well, then I'll just have to risk it. I owe it to my readers, Sally. Why, the information I'll get from Angel will...
Oh, excuse me, Sally. There's Angel now.
Oh, I almost wish her boyfriend
would.
Did you
want something, miss?
No, thank you, waiter. I was just talking to myself.
Oh, look.
What is it?
Your friend, miss. You better warn him quick.
Warn him?
Yeah, he's over there talking to Angel Klausmeier. And look what's heading their way.
Oh, dear, her boyfriend. Oh, but waiter, he won't really hurt Charles, will he?
Hurt him? Lady, do you know who that is?
Well, no,
That's
but I...
That's the toughest mug this side of Alcatraz. Butch Lawson.
The curtain falls on Act One of Danger, No Obstacle. Act Two follows in just a moment. Spring is the season that uncovers lovely color in ladies' hats, trees, and flowers. But any season, any day, Rave Cream Shampoo uncovers gorgeous natural color in your hair, color you never dreamed was there. Friends, if you can't believe your ears, you must believe your eyes when you see Rave's rich, creamy lather almost miraculously uncover adorable new natural hair color. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave lathers beautifully, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. No wonder entire families everywhere are changing to Rave cream shampoo. Change to Rave yourself. When you see Rave uncover new natural color in your hair, you'll rave and rave. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents, family size, $1. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Get your Rave today. A book publisher arranged a fake tour of the underworld for Charles Lane, his mystery writer from Marble Creek, Montana. Guided by Sally, the publisher's secretary, Charles has met some of the most vicious gangsters in the city. But when Sally and Charles went to the Purple Pelican Club, they ran into real trouble in the form of Butch Lawson, public enemy number 3. Sally has just confessed the whole hoax to Charles and has tried to convince him that Butch Lawson is a real killer. But he won't believe it.
But Charles Butch is a killer.
Sally, do you think I'm a sap?
Okay, buddy. You've had long enough. Angel just told me about showing you that diary of hers.
But Charles can't read.
He don't have to. Angel's got pictures in her diary. Come on, buddy. Come on. You know too much.
Some more of the act, huh? All right, now just relax, Butch. The little show's over.
You bet the show's over. In about a minute, your curtain's coming down.
Chuck, I'm sorry, but Butch has got to shut you up. I never thought maybe you'd tell the cops all that stuff.
Nice going, Angel.
Huh?
You and your dame's taking a little ride.
Oh, sure, sure. Go right ahead, Butch. Now, let's see. Your next line ought to be something like, yes. Buddy, I'm going to rub you out.
How do you like that, Angel? The guy's reading my mind. All right, now listen, you two. We got to make this boulevard stop. But don't try no funny business. Kick that rod on them, Angel, and if they bat an eye, let them have it.
My, Butch reads those lines well, doesn't he, Sally? He's even got that gangster scowl.
Charles, if you'd only realize...
Oh, look, please, car, they're at the boulevard stop.
That's okay. Just put your coat over the rod, and don't forget you two. The rod's loaded.
Sure, sure. We know the gun's loaded, and we're being taken for a ride.
But Charles, we really are.
Shut up.
Officer! Officer!
Shut up.
Somebody over here,
Carl. Shut up.
Oh,
quiet, you two.
Oh, so it's you again. Finding any more notes from the milkman?
But, officer, we're in real danger.
Now, listen, lady, why don't you just quit playing cops and robbers? I got work to do.
You bet you've got work to do. Do you realize what's going on?
He does realize. You know, she thought we could fool you again.
She did, yeah. The old lady's the same way, yeah. Take her to one of them Humpty Bogart pitches, and she spends the next week slinking around the house like Lan Bacard.
Yeah.
Whistling and carrying on.
Kidnapped by Butch.
Well,
that's the officer. Yeah. Butch. Yeah. You probably mean Butch Lawson.
The public enemy.
Sure, the killer. Oh, now drive on, Butch. Besides your
agent. You've got to listen. This might be the last time we'll be seen alive.
Tonight's supposed to be mad at that. Yeah. Now, will you sit down before I run you in? Beat it. And, give me love to Butch Lawson.
His love. Hey, That's the nicest thing a cop ever said to me. Folks, you gotta excuse the looks of this cabin. We just use this place for a hideout when we're hot off a keeper.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. A remote cabin in the woods, no neighbors around for miles. Sure, I used the same setup in one of my stories.
Oh, Charles, if you'd only listen.
Oh, I am listening, Sally. And it's a convincing performance, even the stage setting. I suppose that's where you hide your loot in that canvas thing up there by the ceiling?
What are you talking about, loot? That's where Butch keeps his groceries and his pots and pans and stuff.
Yeah, I gotta keep them up there on account of their squoils around here.
You can say that again.
I don't want to.
All right, now let's stop this joking.
Oh, you want to get down to business, huh? Okay, Angel, keep the rod on these two. I'm going out and get myself a little taste.
Charles, when I think that I'm the one
Listen,
who...
Listen, Sally, if it's all the same to you, I'm a little tired of this. A joke's a joke, but...
Huh?
Sally. Sally, look.
Yes, yes, what is it?
That picture up there. The one on the wall.
Oh, you mean that newspaper clipping?
Yes. Yeah.
That's Butcher's favorite. They took it just after he beat his first murder rap.
But the caption, it says, Butch Lawson.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
You mean, then, Butch is Butch.
What kind of double talk is that? Charles, when we went down there, I didn't expect to really see him.
Yeah, too bad now that I'm not one of those realistic heroes that infest those brilliant books of mine.
Charles, that's an idea.
Huh?
Maybe some of those things you wrote.
Oh, Sally, don't try to kid me now.
No, I'm not, but in your book...
Yeah, I know. A lame hero always conquered. Only this time, somebody else is writing the story.
Oh, well, never mind, darling. At least we're together, and we both know that...
Yeah.
Ah, will you cut it out? You know Butch has got a heart like a dish of ice cream in the hot sun? You want to make it hard for him to polish you off?
Say, maybe... Sally.
Uh-huh?
You remember that one book of mine, Nights in the Death House?
Yes?
Well, that scene where the villain breaks down in terror because the hero describes the electric chair. Maybe if we told Butcher...
Say, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, folks. I was listening to the little boys out there. I'm a sucker for commuting with nature.
Charles, go ahead. Try it. About the electric chair.
Butch, listen.
Yeah?
Did you ever stop to think, Butch? Up in Sing Sing, there's a little room...
Oh, you mean the warden's office?
No.
Yeah, gee, he used to have me in there all the time, taking me to task.
No, Butch. No, I meant that other little room. The one with the green door.
Green? Oh, the hot squad. What about it?
Butch, there's a chair in that room.
Uh-huh.
A chair with thick leather straps and a black hood. Do you know what that hood's for?
Yeah. So we won't be embarrassed. You know something? If they ever get me up there, I'm going to ask the warden if I can stand on my head while they fry me. You know, publicity?
Gee, the boy could think he was great.
Yeah, but you know, I bet you that warden turns me down. He hates me.
Charles, it's no use.
No?
There's nothing we can do unless... Oh, I just thought.
Hey, who's tickling his dame?
I remembered something Charles had in one of his books about you.
You did?
Yes, but, oh, it was too ridiculous. You said that Butch could write his initials in a wall with a gun.
Well, what's so funny about that? You think he can? And in a 6-inch space, too.
Oh, that's nothing, that's nothing. My brother can make a picture with a Tommy gun. All I do is just shoot me initials.
Oh, now, please, you don't expect us to believe that.
My girl, Sally. Why, of course he doesn't. I just made that up about him.
But I can, honest. That's Angel.
Oh, come now, Mr. Lawson.
Well, that settles it. Angel, go on over there and make a 6-inch square against the wall with your hands.
You mean like this, Butch?
Yeah. Hold it. Now watch, you two wise guys. I put my two initials right there. I and L.
I and L?
Yeah.
Well, what's the I for?
Do I have to tell?
Are you ashamed?
No, but, my first name... Ignatius.
Well, but now, Butch, if you're going to show us...
Oh, yeah. Ready, Angel? Here goes. Okay, first I put 3 bullets in a straight line for the letter I. Then 3 for the up and down part of the L. And now 1 for the bottom part of the L. Now, maybe you believe me.
Well, you... you didn't dot the I.
Oh, I always was bum at spelling. Look, I used my left hand to dot the eye. See?
All right, that was his last shot. Grab my gun.
Hey. All right, I got it.
Hey, my gun's empty.
Okay, Butch. You too, Angel. Sally, if they move, shoot them.
But this, all right, I will. Honest, I'll shoot.
Full of all the noise.
Hey, this ain't ethnical.
And now, Butchie, put your hands together.
You ungrates, I shouldn't have dotted the eye for you.
And you're next, Angel.
No, wait a minute.
All right, come on. There we are. And here's the diary.
Hey, a fine thing. Ain't we got no rights to privation?
Yes, and you're going to get it, too, Butch. Years of it.
Oh, Charles, wait. You sure they can't get loose?
Sure, I'm sure. Why?
Why? Why? This gun of yours, it's loaded with blanks.
What? You mean, Sally, we captured Butch Lawson with an empty gun?
Yes.
That settles it if I ever write another underworld story.
Oh, but Charles, you can't stop writing.
No, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to change the true-to-life story.
Oh, you mean about...
Mm-hmm. About boy meets girl, boy falls for girl, and then...
Oh, Charles.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another hilarious comedy romance. You know, they say that the best way to start out in life is at the bottom. And James Morgan did, selling carpet sweepers in the basement of a department store. And then he met Gloria Rogers in lingerie. Gloria was chosen as a typical American girl, and James went suddenly from the bottom right up to the top. In fact, he blew it. I know you won't want to miss For the Love of James. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis. Original play, Danger No Obstacle, was written by Mary McSkimming and Ralph Hunter and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soleil played Charles Lane and Muriel Bremner was heard as Sally. The orchestra was directed by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of For the Love of James. He has you in his mind, but will he keep you in his heart? That's what every girl in love wants to know about one special man. So use every weapon you have to make sure, and start with Yankee Clover, romantic, unforgettable fragrance by Richard Hudnut. Every day, every way, use Yankee Clover until it's part of your captivation, in those precious moments together, in his dreams when you're apart. Yes, after your bath, smooth on Yankee Clover toilet water top to toe for all day, all over freshness. And for appeal his heart can't resist, touch Yankee Clover perfume here, there, wherever its magic counts most. Yankee Clover, the same tantalizing fragrance you get at the famous Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix in Paris, comes in cologne and dusting powder, as well as toilet water and perfume. Ask for it at any leading drug or department store. Yankee Clover by Richard Hudnut.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.